What's up, everybody? My name's Ryan, and it's time for your daily nerd defo. So I found something the other day. I found my Game Boy Advance SP. Now, for those who aren't familiar with the SP, it's a smaller, folding up Game Boy Advance, has a backlight. But most importantly, one of the most interesting things about the SP is that you can charge an SP. Unlike your older Game Boys, your Game Boy Color, that had to have batteries. You had a finite amount of playtime. You had a finite amount of energy to power your console. If you were out in the car with your parents on a long trip and that battery light turned red, you were in trouble. Those two AA batteries only lasted for so long. And if you hadn't saved recently, oof, those could be rough ones. Your Pokemon are gone. You lost all your progress in Mario. My friend Mario Tennis, if you like. Good story in Mario. Never. That's a different Devo. Those batteries, you always had to have them. You always had to have two AA's. And, Mom, we have newer batteries. My Game Boy died. Oh, Mom, where are the AA's? I want to take some more with me. Dad, can you buy some AA's when you go to the store? My Game Boy's going to die. We were so dependent on that heavily finite power source to keep playing what we were playing, to keep doing what we wanted to do. It wasn't like your N64 or your NES or any of those things that plugged into the wall, and as long as the house had power, you were fine. No, your Game Boys, you were on a timeline. I feel like that some days. I feel like I have a finite amount of energy. Today was one of those days. It wasn't a bad day. It was just a long day. There was just a lot to do. And by the end of it, that battery light's coming on. And I only have so much left. It's not a bad thing, necessarily. It can be. It's just a thing that happens sometimes, and it put me in mind of those moments where I think we have to find something to let go of sometimes. Maybe there's... Because sometimes it can go too far. Sometimes that really can... If you let your batteries get drained too much, you're going to have a problem. Me, today, I'm just tired. It's fine. I'll be okay. Sometimes that goes too far. Sometimes we push ourselves too far. There's one too many things, and something has to give, or we're going to run out of energy. And I mean this both mentally, physically, and spiritually, all three of them. There are these moments that pull on us, that drain on us, and I want to encourage you. Find the moments to recharge your batteries. Find the things you need to let go of, to maybe not drain your battery so much. In 2 Corinthians 4, 16-18, it says, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Some days are long. Some days you let the batteries drain a little too far. Be encouraged that God is there in those moments to help you recharge. He knows what you need. And be encouraged. Do the things you need to do to make sure you don't drain. Be those spiritual things. Praying, reading your Bible. Because those are things I don't do enough of. Physically. You know, mentally, emotionally, reach out to people, check in with others, eat better, exercise more, take care of yourself, don't let yourself get drained. I'm talking to myself. I'm gonna largely be talking to myself here. And God is there, and that's one of the biggest things you can do is go to Him and say, "God, I need your help. I need you to push me. I need you to strengthen me." That's all the time we have for today. For more Daily Nerd Devo awesomeness, check out the podcast, wherever fine podcasts are consumed. And come over to the Facebook page, The Nerd of God Squad. Come hang out with us. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, God made you special, and He loves you very much. It's about 1 a.m., so I'm going to go recharge my batteries now.